First home buyers have welcomed new details about the federal government scheme to help more Australians into their own homes. But the program will be limited to properties under certain price caps, depending on where buyers are looking. For example, in Sydney, the scheme will only apply to homes under $700,000, and in Melbourne, it's $600,000. Not everyone sold on the idea. Brett Burney explains.
On a sunny afternoon outside a popular cafe in the Adelaide suburb of Bowden, 23-year-old Caroline is catching up with friends. She's working and studying and would love to buy in the inner city area, but scraping together a deposit is proving difficult.
The percentage that the bank ask you to put down before they're willing to consider you for a home loan application is horrendously high.
But that could soon change for Caroline and up to 10,000 other Australians who are getting a clearer picture of the federal government's election promise to introduce a first home buyer's deposit scheme. Under the plan, a first home buyer would only have to save a 5% deposit, with the government to guarantee the difference between that and a standard down payment.
Yes, absolutely. That's a really good figure. That's definitely workable as a single person. And for, you know, couples who are saving up, that's also way more reasonable. Yeah, it gives a lot of hope.
And now it's been revealed there'll be price caps on properties you can buy. Up to $700,000 in Sydney, $600,000 in Melbourne, $475,000 for Brisbane, and $400,000 for Adelaide. Regional areas will have lower price caps. Adrian Kelly is the president of the Real Estate Institute of Australia.
The caps to us seem reasonable. It may be the case in inner Melbourne and Sydney that they might be a little bit too low. And I suppose this is the first time the scheme has actually run. So we'll obviously get feedback from prospective purchasers once the scheme begins. And if some of those caps do need adjusting, then we'll make the recommendation at the time.
Economist Nikki Hutley, who's a partner at Deloitte Access Economics, specialises in housing affordability. With only 10,000 of these packages on offer, she's uncertain whether the policy will have much of an effect.
These schemes have worked in other places. We just need to be cautious about what problem we think this policy is trying to answer. And I think it's probably too limited in scope and not necessarily directed enough at the overarching problem. But that said, look, it'll help some people.
So you don't think it will address affordability in the long term?
No, quite the opposite. I mean, if anything, you've got more people coming into the market potentially to buy a house actually adds to housing lack of affordability.
Back in Adelaide at a housing display centre, long-term homeowner Steve has welcomed the details about the new package. He says the housing deposit scheme will be an important boost for young first home buyers, but he's also giving them a gentle reminder to make sure they're doing all they can to save for a bigger deposit on their own.
They tend to want to study, travel, so that their money isn't prioritising to home ownership. It's more to have a lifestyle, so to speak. So everyone's delaying their dreams of ownership later on down the track.
That's homeowner Steve, ending that report by Rhett Burney.